This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Text to give with SecureGive is a fast, easy way to give from anywhere, anytime. It's just two quick steps. First, text the keyword CDMBC followed by the amount you like to give to 74483. Second, when asked to confirm, just text Y and your transaction is complete. That's all there is to it. Text to give. The fastest, easiest way to give on the go.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
Christian people sometimes are made to feel like if they go through any sickness or challenge in their health, they must have sinned. Sharing this testimony today is so vital to me because I learned that it's not a sin to go to the doctor. I learned that it's not a sin to have a medical procedure. I learned that I could stand in faith and trust and receive the promise of healing and the word and still not be afraid of having to stand strong on what the word of God had to say. I woke up in the middle of the night and my feet were hot. I mean, they were really, really hot. And the next day I went to the doctor to get a COVID test and found out that I had contracted COVID. And so, you know, I camped out in the basement and, you know, got my scriptures like I normally would do and trust God and confess my scriptures, confess my healing, and did everything that I would normally do. Only this time it was just a little different. I was actually in a fight. In fact, the fight became great. I discovered that I had micro blood clots around my lungs, and they were closing in. My oxygen level had dropped so low that I should have been to the hospital. And we contacted our doctor, and they sent protocols out, and they were taking care of me. But it started getting worse. I had really one bad night where, you know, the breathing was a little challenging, but I can remember it was one night and God removed that. But I noticed that I was losing a lot of weight because part of it was I just wasn't eating because I was fighting this COVID. My hair began to fall out. And just mentally, I was trying to grasp, you know, just reality versus I just felt a little discombobulated in most of those days. And I got down to 159 pounds. You know, I had very weird things happen. Like I felt like I saw things in the spirit that were rejoicing that I heard one of them say, "Hey, we finally got him," you know. And I came to a point in that battle where, you know, I saw this quiet space, and on the other side, there was like a curtain, and I wasn't allowed to look behind the curtain until I decided whether or not I wanted to go. And I thought I was like ready to go. And I was like gonna make the decision to go. And God said, it took me 40 years to get you where I want you. And now you're there. And I'm like, what, 40 years? And I said, I'm here. And he said, yeah, you're here. And I asked what it was. He said, I finally got you delivered from people. And I now know that you'll do all the things that I will instruct you to do. And I kind of decided, well, wait a minute. It took you all this time to do it. I want to stay. And the Lord said to me, he says, it's not hard to pass over. All you have to do is make a decision and you're there. When my oxygen level dropped, fear started knocking on the door. You're gonna die. And I knew enough about fear not to sit there and listen to it. So I had to get my scriptures out and started dealing with the fear first. And once I dealt with the fear and my faith began to rise, I knew we were gonna get out. I knew we were gonna come out of it. So it was a matter of being patient or remaining the same on standing on God's word and staying free from fear, standing on God's word and staying free from fear. And I think that's something that goes on throughout any process. It's not saying something one time like it's a magic trick. It's getting your focus. And I think that's the key, is focusing in on what you believe and not focusing in on what you don't believe, because the thing you focus on the most, that's what you're gonna be more sensitive to. And the thing you focus on the less, you're gonna harden your heart against it. So I was literally trying to harden my heart against fear and becoming very sensitive to the things of God. So I really had faith in what I was doing, that it was gonna work and that God would take care of me at nighttime and wake me up in the morning. I learned little by little. And I think that's how God works. We look for God to just pour things down all at one time. We're looking for the big blessing, pour it down. But mine was little by little and step by step. And actually, I feel like I'm in better shape now than I've ever been in my life. No sooner than we're out of that, I had a bout with the shingles. And I thought, you know, what is this? The perfect pattern from my spine across my chest, and the shingles, the boils, the pain was the most excruciating pain I've ever experienced. But I did question God, and like, what's happening? Have I angered you? You know? And so I asked God, why'd you allow this to happen to me? I'm like, you know, I thought I was your man. What's going on? You know? And at that point, I knew in my spirit, I needed to understand what it meant for God's grace to be sufficient for me. I know what Paul said, but what does it mean for God's grace to be sufficient for me? And then finally, you know, no sooner than that was over with, I discovered I had cancer and I had 3 tumors in my body. And it was still standing in faith, but going to get treatment and getting treatment like, what, 2 or 3 times a week. And this is what really hit me. After the treatment, everything looked great. It looked like we had it together. It all reversed. And only in 1 week's time, the numbers were worse than they were before. And I lost it. I broke down in tears in front of my youngest daughter, and Taffy, you know, she came and assured me, you've done all you need to do, all you know to do. You didn't do anything wrong, because she knows that that's what the enemy will say to you. You did something wrong. And she says, but you know what you have to do now. And I knew it was time for me to get a medical procedure. And we got the medical procedure. All the tumors were gotten, both inside and out, and I'm healed. And at that point, God was like, okay, you know, what have you learned? And I learned so much. God definitely gets the glory out of the fact of I got had three tumors in my body, and they're not there anymore. And I'm healthy. And not only am I healthy, but I'm inspired to evaluate the wisdom that I got out of it. The wisdom I got out of it was I said I depended on God, but I would take 80 supplements a day. I found out later that, you know, taking so many supplements might have actually had something to do with the situation. So I learned how to really truly depend on God. And out of that, that it's one thing to say I depend on God, it's another thing to walk a walk of depending on God. The glory that God gets out of it is that I learned the importance of understanding that His grace is sufficient, His grace is enough, and in that grace, there's wisdom, knowing what to do. No, all sickness does not glorify God. And I don't believe that God makes you sick or puts sicknesses on you. I just don't believe that. But if the sickness does come on you, God can get the glory when it leaves. And God gets the glory from all the things that He led you to do, not to be a part of it. I don't want people to ever think that I'm saying God makes you sick. And no, He doesn't. I don't think there are sick angels in heaven, and I don't think God's making anybody sick. But what I think God is doing is training us to understand that in our weakness, He's still strong. Regardless of how it got there, when I'm weak, He's strong. When I was sick, He was strong. And so I came out with a greater dependence on God than ever before, because I saw, like Paul said, now I know that when I'm weak, He is strong. I felt like maybe I should have cast my care on God. Maybe I was carrying it, some things that I needed to cast on Him. Maybe, you know, so much stress, and maybe I'm out here trying to do something instead of trusting God to do it. I thought that, you know, if you were living right and working for the Lord, then this stuff's not supposed to come on you. And I think that might have been one of the reasons I went through it, to show me, no, that's not it. I mean, I know people today, preachers even, that don't even want to let anybody know that they went to have a hospital visit, because, it, you know, you're supposed to be a man of faith and you're supposed to be a person of great faith. So what's wrong with your faith? I tell you what, your faith is a lot greater when you're fighting something than when you're not fighting anything. And I found out that your faith has got to be more about trusting and believing God rather than just using your faith to, you know, try to get something to satisfy what you want. And now you're ready to do what God wants. It's not about me deserving to be healed or deserving not to be sick. That I'm going to trust God. His grace is sufficient for me. In my weakness, He's made strong. And my healing wasn't something I deserved in the first place. It was something that was gifted to me through the grace of God. I wanted to see the treatments work. And I wanted the treatments to become the cure. And It was treating it, but still didn't cure it. And I know what everybody says about treatment. Well, you shouldn't expect it, but I wanted it to be the cure. I wanted to go in one day and the tumors are gone, the cancer's gone, no detection. But the treatments were just what they were. They were treatments. And while they kept me feeling good, and the disappointment came when we reached a certain point in treatment and the numbers started going down, and, you know, I thought we were there. And then we gave it a week off, and in just 1 week, it jumped right back to the same place it was before we started the treatment. I thought God let me down. I thought, you want me to die? I mean, you know, come on. I mean, I had a breakdown. It's like I don't understand. I've been diligent about this. I've been trusting you. I'm not going to stop trusting you, even though it happened, but I did feel like I'm at the end of the rope. And I need to go ahead and accept that, you know, I'm not going to get out of this. And that's called panic. And panic is groundless fear. And I begin to panic. And yeah, me, the man of faith. Yeah, me, the pastor. Because I felt like I have done all I know to do. I felt like my faith had failed. I know now today it didn't. But then it was 30 minutes of hopelessness that set in. It came in heavy. And I had a full-blown human moment. And something happened after that. After I had that moment, it's like, I'm never leaving Jesus. I'm never doubting or wondering. It's just something I don't know right now. It's something I might not see right now. It's something I don't understand, but he got me. He always has. And then I just started going back. I said, he had me here when I had meningitis. He had me here when I had cancer the first time. He had me here, you know, during the shingles. He had me here through all that. God had my healing taken care of 12 years ago. A man, a doctor friend of mine who was a part of my first cancer treatment, we had kept in touch over all those years, and he had been training in a new procedure, something that a lot of people don't even know about, and had become somewhat of an expert in the field on that. And God had that thing already set up. His grace was sufficient. When you've done all you know to do, that's when you go to God, because maybe you didn't know enough and he knows more. The treatment was amazing. The doctor was amazing. They shut everything down. They had no other patients to come in that day. They were all there. The entire staff was there to serve me. I didn't know what was going to happen. I mean, there are a thousand things that could have went to the left. I mean, within like one little dot. When I came up out of anesthesia, I had been in a 4-hour operation. The thought come across my mind, you know, this is Satan's opportunity to just wipe you out, or something's going to go wrong with the procedure. And then I just made my peace. I trust God. There's no need of me going in this thing like this. I trust you, God. I trust you. I trust you. And I was able to lie down with peace and trust that this journey would go the way it needed to go. And I spent Christmas recovering. You know, I shot a movie before the operation and one after. And I was like, trusting God. And I'm sharing this testimony because I want people to know it happened to a grace man, a faith man, somebody that's been teaching the word for 40 years. And God's grace was sufficient. I'm here. And now that I feel like this other chance at life, I want to live it. And a lot of people have life, but they don't know how to live it. I wanted to share it because it's real. Fear is like, it's real. In every situation, it showed up first, ready to just chop on whatever I would yield to it. But the glory of this all is that we sing this song, The Greatest Power of All. I was confronted with the greatest power of all. I'm telling you, the greatest power of all, God's mighty grace and love. And it got better, and it got better. And I just want people to know it's gonna get better. But when you encounter Jesus, you encounter the greatest power of all. And I want people to understand that those 3 years, and that was another thing, you know, we're used to going through things 2 days and it's over. It was a 3-year period of one thing after another thing after another thing, and I can finally say in my lifetime that Jesus delivered me from it all. And so, yeah, what I would have to say to people is that God's real. His wisdom is available, and His grace is sufficient.
There was a woman with an issue of blood, and she knew if she could just touch the hem of His garment, that she would be made whole. And I'm telling you right now, if you get close to Jesus, you get connected to the greatest power of all. Listen to this.
This is the greatest power.
You're in the greatest.
You're in the greatest hour. In spite of what your life encounters. This is the greatest power.
Come on, open your mouth and declare
this
it now.
This is the greatest power.
Looks like, but listen.
This is the greatest power.
God, you're so faithful.
Even in the hard days.
Even when I couldn't sleep at
when
night.
I couldn't sleep at
you were right there with me,
God. You were right there with me always.
You wiped every tear.
Wiped every tear I cried.
You declared in your word.
One thing that never failed. It always gets better.
Ooh.
Watch this.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
God said, Creflo, though the pain you even though the hurt
it's
you experience, even the lack from the pandemic, even when inflation trying to take your money,
better.
I need you to declare with me, it's getting better.
It's getting better.
It's getting better.
God promised never to leave
better.
You nor forsake you. It's going to get better.
Ooh. We are
standing right here now.
In the presence
whatever you need is here. It's right here. It's right now.
It's right now.
By myself.
We cannot make it without
the great,
the great power.
Power. It's here.
It's here.
Right now.
Right now.
It's here right now.
The great,
the great
power.
Power.
It's here.
It's here.
Right now.
Thank
right
you for
now.
Your presence.
Oh, we are standing
we
here.
Are
hallelujah.
Standing in the greatest
in power.
In the greatest power of all. Spirit is right there with me. Somebody and tell them I'm blessed because I'm surrounded by the greatest power.
Do you want to access the greatest power? Our greatest power bundle features the DVD of Creflo Dollar's amazing healing testimony.
I asked God, why'd you allow this to happen to me? I'm like, what's going on? I knew in my spirit I needed to understand what it meant for God's grace to be sufficient for me.
Along with a recording of the soul-stirring gospel single inspired by his journey, showcasing the vocals of LaShae Knox, this life-giving song will uplift and encourage the heart.
I promise never to leave you nor forsake you. It's gonna get better.
Ooh, we are standing
right here now.
In the
Both the testimony and the single can be yours for a love gift of $10 or more. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore to take hold of the greatest power today.
Are you ready to be forever changed by grace? The highly anticipated Change Experience Tour is back. Our first stop for the 2024 tour is Los Angeles, California. We'll be there in February, and then we're headed to New York City in April.
Now I feel rejuvenated. Makes me feel happy that I can go out and tell people about this grace that God freely gives.
It's unmatched, and just being able to praise and be with everybody and that peace that came over me, like, that was a moment that I truly appreciated. I'm glad that I drove 4 hours to be here this morning.
In July, all roads lead back to the World Dome in College Park, Georgia, for the biggest grace-based homecoming in the world, Grace Life Conference. Register now so you too can be forever changed by grace. Text CHANGE 2024 to 51555, scan the QR code, or visit CreflowDollarMinistries.org to secure your spot today.
The 2020 Vision Partner Program at Creflo Dollar Ministries is more than a program. It's a relationship. Designed to make a high impact in your life, our lives, and the lives of millions around the world. Text 2020 Partner to 51555 to become a 2020 Vision Partner today.
Hopefully you're going to choose to let heaven determine your thinking, because whatever choice you make, then that's going to be your mentality for today.
Can you say that he's a way maker? Yes. Can you say that he's a God that sits high and looks low? Yes.
Get the message of grace any way you want. Stream service live, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday, with re-airs at 2 p.m., 6 p.m., and 10 p.m. Eastern Time.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.